Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
And Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. 2 weeks from today, mark your calendars for Friday, October 3rd. Not just because there's a new Taylor Swift record coming out that day, but from 11 to 1, the Alice Morning Show descends upon Third Love on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. I will be there hanging out. We'll enjoy some nibbles. We'll share stories, I assume, about wearing bras and panties. That's what they got there. And you'll get a free fitting from Third Love experts. We'd love to have you join us. Third Love, October 3rd.
They got it all.
Today. They do. I mean, if you've got the parts, they've got the...
But I mean all the stuff, right? Like from underwear, bras, all the things, right?
I think it's, you know, like bras and underwear.
Oh.
I don't think there's, you know, they don't have like t-shirts.
Oh, they don't?
I don't know. I'll tell you. I'll report back after I go.
What if I'm a lady that likes like a lot of acreage on my underwear? Like I want full coverage. I want maybe even a boy short. You think they have that?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I do.
Good.
I think if it's, you know, underwear, they probably have it.
Great.
Yeah.
What if I'm a lady that likes as little acreage as possible?
I'm sure they definitely have that. That seems to be the hot seller these days, man. Okay. You know, I'm not in the bra and panty business, so I'm not sure what's selling, but it does seem like people are showing off acres and acres on both sides of their field.
You're not in the bra and panty business.
I'm not.
Yeah, you really are.
Am I? No, I'm
not. Well, I believe you're doing an appearance.
I'm a celebrity spokesperson for Third Love. They're thrilled. They're thrilled to have me as well. They should. I do have breasts, so they need to be contained, and they've taken care of that very well.
Good.
I do love Third Love.
Well, you didn't grab him. You usually grab him when you say the word.
I've been trying to, actively trying not to grab my boobs every time I talk about my boobs.
Okay.
I should just be sitting on my hands right now so that I don't do it.
I thought I saw you do a little wide
spread. I did
kind of
go in. I went in, but then I was doing it, I poked my fingers onto my sternum so that my hands are suspended off my boobs. Stop touching your boobs, Bob. Bob.
Hey, don't do that in here.
It's an interesting
thing that like, reflexive.
Yeah.
I'm talking about them, so I must
support them. They need support. And that's where Third Love comes in. Two weeks from today. We'd love to see you. It'll be so fun. It's going to be a great party. And like a little lunch, you know, come down. Get a little lunch. That's all. Just a quick update. I think I did this story at 6 o'clock yesterday, that David Singer, D4VD.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
His home has been searched. They found, if you haven't heard this story, this guy is like, he's a singer. He was in like somewhere in the Midwest performing when his abandoned Tesla showed up. It got impounded and the people working at the junkyard or what, the impound yard, they could smell something rotting. And so the police come and there's a body in there. It turns out it's this 15-year-old girl who disappeared. I think she disappeared like a year ago, April, and he did know her. There are some pictures that have surfaced and he wrote a song with her name that got leaked. And there's a lot of arrows that are pointing his direction. And he had initially said, yeah, I'm cooperating with the investigation, but here I'm out here on tour. And this girl's been missing for a while. So I don't have any kind of timeline on when all of this potentially allegedly went down. But they did get a warrant and they've searched his home. I don't have any info on what they might have found. But this is all over the death of this young teenage girl. Someone needs to tell Pillsbury that Taylor Swift's playing the Super Bowl. She doesn't really make sourdough, but maybe she does. So it looks like Pillsbury has a new Funfetti sourdough mix on the New Heights podcast. Taylor Swift shared her alleged obsession with making sourdough bread. 60% of what she talks about. And she said she's working on a Funfetti version for Jason Kelsey's daughters. So Funfetti, it's like, you know, the little colorful, the rainbow jimmies that they put into stuff. And you just mix them in. You can already get cake mixes that have that. I've never seen it in bread, but why the hell not?
It's big in the cupcake world.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
For my kids.
Funfetti.
Yeah.
Sourdough and Funfetti? That sounds horrible.
Listen, do not question the selfies. I mean, the Swifties.
I'm not questioning them. First of all, I agree with you. If I'm having sourdough, don't put, you know,
sweet and sour
spots.
Come on, that's delicious.
No, but I do think that we make things with kids to kill an afternoon.
No, there's no question about that. Bread takes all day.
So there
you
got
to wait for it to rise. You got to
anything to keep them busy.
You got
to
keep those Swifties busy.
So Pillsbury, the little doughboy, got some dollar signs in his eyes. Actually, not that many.
Much better. Well done.
Oh, that was really good.
I have to poke myself in this stuff.
Well, I mean, it's the only way to get the correct
way to get it to come out.
So Pillsbury knows about this, and they're like, they're only making 1,500 boxes of this mix
for now.
They created a limited edition Funfetti sourdough bread mix. It's not going to be sold in stores. You're going to have to go to funfetti.com, and the date is, I think it's this coming Wednesday at, looks like 9 o'clock in the morning our time. Each box costs $10, free shipping.
Bob, you're a baker. Will you get this?
Less so of a baker and more so of a marketing girly in my past life. And, you know, I applaud Pillsbury for this.
Well done,
because
Pillsbury.
You know what? As soon as you started reading the story, what I thought, wow, a Funfetti cake sure sounds good. Maybe I should make that this weekend. Boom. Capitalism, baby. Taylor would be proud.
Please bring us some on Monday.
You know what?
That'd be great.
As you did that story, what actually occurred to me is, oh my God, she is going to be their aunt. Imagine that's your aunt.
So cool.
Yeah. How lucky are you? Like, did you just win the aunt lottery?
That's like Jason Kelsey's kids. Isn't that what she said?
Yes.
She makes a...
Yeah.
And what about, how do you feel if you're Blake Lively's kids and she used to be your aunt and now she's not anymore?
What happened to Aunt Taylor?
To have loved
and lost.
She hates us
now, so.
Sorry.
Sorry, your kids. Aunt Taylor hates you.
Yeah. Oh, that is kind of sad.
Well, sorry, Mommy dragged Taylor into my diabolical plans to take over a movie franchise that seems to have blown up right in my face.
Yeah.
And Dad can't even rescue me now.
In fact, Dad's not popular anymore either.
Dad's,
I used to love Ryan Reynolds.
Holding
now
onto
like
a vine
guy.
As his legs are dragged into the quicksand.
Oh, my God. Lay still. Lay still. Don't struggle. It just makes it go faster.
Oh, man. He's Deadpool. He'll come back to life.
Yeah, I don't, you know, there's still some appeal in the Deadpool world, I guess. Although, have they not made enough of those movies?
I feel like that movie...
I couldn't even finish the Deadpool
Wolverine. That's what I mean. I think that he, like, he got Wolverine, I can't think of his name, pulled into that, and they made a movie, but...
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, that's... He's done with that, I think.
Yeah.
I'm certainly done with it.
That certainly felt like a stretch, because I thought that the first one's epic. The second one was good. And then now, like, no thanks. It's okay.
Yeah. You're
good. We had enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I just want to mention this because it's not funny, but it is sort of funny because it's so weird. There's a guy. His name is BJ Penn.
Oh, he's a fighter.
Yeah, he is. He's a UFC fighter.
He's a wine guy and he's a fighter. I know this guy. Go on.
He's been arrested now for a fifth time since Memorial Day weekend amid imposter family saga. This guy believes it's his mother who's got the main restraining order against him. He's got an ongoing dispute with his mother regarding claims that his family has been murdered and replaced with imposters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're mm-hmming that?
This is not a new story.
Okay.
It's new that there's an update to it, but he has had ongoing mental health struggles.
Yeah.
And whether that's brain damage from fighting.
Possibly.
Or oxygen loss, I don't know, but it's certainly.
They say he has a rare psychological disorder known as Capgras syndrome, which causes him to believe his family members are dead and that there are fake family members. Us. Is that the name of the movie that Jordan Peele.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It sounds kind of like that. Like, I wonder if the idea got implanted, and then he was arrested back-to-back days in May, and then again May 30th and June 12th. That included abuse of a family or household member, and he's made multiple posts to social media accounts over the past several months in which he alleges his family members have been replaced by imposters, with a particular focus on his mother, who has a restraining order against him, and he violated that, and so he's been picked up again.
He had a minute. He was one of the great fighters for a minute there.
Mm. And it goes on to talk about the details of the restraining order, but that's the story. I mean, it's so crazy. This is the first time I'm seeing it. I never heard of this guy. BJ Penn, arrested for a fifth time since Memorial Day amid imposter family saga. UFC guy.
He's one of the famous guys from that world.
All right, what's coming up in the news?
The top things we're Googling right now, and more after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Benson Boone, this is the final day of tickets, and the giveaways start at 7.05. They run right through 6.05 on Jane's show. Keep it here for your chance to win tickets for Benson Boone.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford. Frontier Ford's got September savings. Lease the Mach-E for just $225 a month.
It's incredible.
It is an incredible deal.
That car is so beautiful,
mm-hmm.
And you look so hot in that car.
Oh, thank you so much.
Every time I see you doing a three-point turn down, I'm like, wow! Just wow, wow, wow.
How much did you say?
$225 a month. And that's a lease, or you can buy with 0% APR plus $2,000 back. And if you buy before the end of the month, you'll get that EV tax credit.
Sweet.
Which expires on September 30th. So get in there soon, quick. Frontier Ford in Santa Clara. They're real people, real deals. I love those guys.
Mm.
FrontierFord.com. Go get yourself hooked up. Go electric. It's great.
It is.
All right, so the Giants lost last. Like the chances were slim.
Did we need to win them all?
There's other things in play. The Mets needed to lose, but they won, and then we needed to win, but we lost. So it's just looking like we're done. But probably mathematically there's still a chance. But you guys, you can't lose games. Oh well. I mean,
yeah.
Mm. Listen to Vin.
Yeah, you guys, when? How come you're not listening to Vin?
Get it together.
Let's Please. Go, Giants.
Come on, Giants.
Don't make him come in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, I...
You should tear into the locker room and tell them what for. Give them the old, yo, yo, that is what you should do.
Got to be careful when you talk to people who are good with bats. I mean, that's,
Hopefully they don't allow those in the locker room.
Yeah. Anyway, go Giants, but darn it all.
Go further.
Shoot.
Dang gummit.
Dad nabbit.
Okay, so this is what I teased you with. So here's where we'll begin. Google looked at the top. Is it weird to like blank?
Oh.
questions people searched for.
Like, is it weird to like peanut butter and olives sandwiches?
You wish it was that, sure.
Oh.
I was thinking more the smell of your own farts.
Oh.
Number two.
Oh.
On the list.
I don't think that's weird. I think that we're taught that what smells bad and what doesn't smell bad. Like when you're a baby, you're surrounded by your own stench. And you're like, it's fine. Who cares? You wouldn't even notice it. Like dogs, you know, you can't tell a dog, oh, that's don't smell that. That smells bad. Because they walk around smelling butts. They're totally into it. I think we learn like, oh, other people's farts stink. Or farts stink. Then you smell in your own, you're like, oh, that's not that bad. I can't say I'm not enjoying that.
I'm more like, wow, that was a good one. That one, oh, that would clear a room.
I think it's weird to look up if it's weird to it's like the smell of your,
Well, maybe someone admitted they liked the smell of their own farts and everybody in the room was in denial that they didn't like the smell of their own farts. So they were just like, oh, that's so weird. And they're like, well, I better Google it. What if I am weird? So that's number two. Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Is it weird to like the smell of your own farts? That one is, they say, very common and towards the top of the list.
Is it weird?
And I just think it's weird to have looked that up. Like,
yeah.
Just people want to know if they're normal.
Well.
Just enjoy your own fart smell. It's fine.
Yeah, you're not hurting anybody sitting there quietly smiling, you know, in your own stink.
If you don't like your own fart smell, there's probably something wrong in there. Like, that's when you should be alerted. That's probably why farts are so stinky, so that you get to know your own brand, and then you're like, oh, no, there's something wrong.
Is it weird to hotbox myself? That would be one.
Oh.
That's, yes.
Hotbox your, like, Dutch oven your own farts.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you, like, fart and then, like, fluff the covers and put them over your, oh, boy. Just wow.
If I could.
That is weird.
Maddie, when you think to yourself, I should hotbox myself, it's time to get up. Get up. Yeah. It's time to get up, get out of bed, and go find something to do.
Like poop, I guess.
And whatever. I'm not going to get into that. It's just time to get up, dude.
Okay. Is it weird? I love this. This is my favorite
story. The
first
one at the top of the list. Is it weird to like the taste of blood?
Oh.
Oh.
Some people enjoy that metallic taste, they say.
What, like,
so you're not
tastes
alone.
Like, because I've bitten the inside of my cheek.
There are certain smells when I'm in the ocean. One of them can be that kind of metallic-y thing.
Really?
I always think, what's near me right now?
Am I going to see a leg floating by?
Or
is this water about to turn red?
So I've definitely, but I've also had that strong fishy smell, like only a giant sea lion or other
almost smells
could
like dead fish.
They are just right there near you somewhere where you go, oh, please go find somewhere else.
Yeah. Shark burp.
Yes, exactly that's what I'm getting at.
Mm.
Shark Yikes. Burp. Is it weird to like the smell of gasoline?
Love the smell of gasoline.
You don't love it.
I love it. My sister-in-law, when she was pregnant, she used to go to, I think it was a Costco or like a Sam's Club or something.
And huff?
One of those. No, and because you know how brand new tires kind of have a gas, like a petroleum smell?
Yes.
She would like go there to smell the tires. She was hanging out, smelling the tires. I'm like, I don't think I feel like that's maybe not good for you and the baby. And the baby's fine. The baby is, 30 years old now. Yeah.
Well, that's.
But just like that was her craving.
In California in particular, there are quite a few laws. You'll see them where they list like a cancer warning for a paint used on something. And it's not lead paint. But in some cases, it's the whatever fumes or smell might be coming off that.
Remember, our old garage had a thing that said, due to California law, we have to advise you, there may be something here that would affect, a pregnant woman.
So,
oh my God.
I've actually recently bought tires, but didn't spend enough time. I was busy just hating my life while in line at the Costco tire store because it takes forever.
Yeah.
But I also wanted that deal, whatever the deal
course.
Was.
Well,
so
everybody
I sat
did,
there,
and that's
but
why
I didn't
the
look around
so
to see if there's a smell warning there or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I do love the smell of gasoline, though. I never smell it anymore because I have an electric car, but you must still smell it, though, because you have regular gas-powered cars as well.
Mm-hmm. And I don't get off on it at all.
You don't, it doesn't, it's I not find like an appealing. No joy like, oh, or pleasure. Anybody at else all. Love the smell of gasoline?
I do.
It hits occasionally.
Yeah.
No, I look forward to that when I pump gas in my car, oh. Standing there and smelling it.
Now, if I was in the desert riding motorcycles and I'm, you know, having a sort of an adventure day, sure, the smell of gasoline is a thing. It's part of that.
That whole scene.
That whole scene. But right. In general, I'm pumping gas to get back in my car and take the kid wherever they need to go.
Right.
I got to go.
Just breathe no. in. Breathe in the air.
Is it weird to like being called a good boy?
Oh, no.
No, it's okay, Vinny.
You are a good boy.
You're such a good boy.
Such a good boy. Who's a good boy?
They say here, if we're talking about dogs liking it, then no. But if you're a human, it's pretty weird to want someone to call you a good boy.
Oh, is it?
That's what they say. Hmm. Yeah, pretty weird. Meanwhile, liking the taste of blood, not weird at all. Everyone does.
Oh, I wouldn't say I like the taste of blood. I would say that I don't throw up when I taste blood. But
when
I,
you get a cut on your finger, do you immediately put it in your mouth and suck on it?
Yes, but not to taste the blood.
Oh.
To fix it.
Yeah, to fix it. To get the dirt out of it with my tongue. You know, that thing's dirty. I better lick that.
Well, we're all good.
All set.
Is it weird to like spiders?
I would say that I don't want to hold them or play with them, but I do like spiders, and I love watching them spin a web, and I get really bummed out when John's out there ruining everything for them.
Some experts think fearing them is baked into our DNA, and it is weird to see someone go, I need you to get that or I can't. Like, I have people in my house will say, you've got to get that off that wall or I'm not going back in that room.
Right.
Okay.
In my house, I'm the person who goes, and I get really bummed out if you murder a spider in the house. Like, you can just take a cup and a card and get a spider out of the house. But yeah, like it's, but I wouldn't say that I like them.
I don't like them either, but I also don't hunt them until someone orders me to.
John hates them. And my friend Mike is so freaked out. You know, Mike J, he is so freaked out by spiders. And he will not walk around in your backyard. He goes like this when he walks around outside. He doesn't want, he's waving his arm.
He's making
up
like
and down
a tomahawk
him,
chop.
Like a tomahawk chop in front of him to make sure that no web gets on him.
We're talking about the handsomest man in Marin.
Yeah. Well, I guess he doesn't want any web in his hair or something. No, he hates spiders.
Huh.
Yeah.
So he has one flaw. I like it.
Well, everybody's got to have one, right?
Yeah.
Well. When you're that hot, maybe you just can't afford to have anything go wrong. Like a spider bite would just be...
I can't have an unsightly lump on my neck.
I can't. I need to be...
I'm a supermodel.
I need to be model ready at all times.
Oh, God, the web's in my man bun. I can't have that. He had his hair down the other day. I was like, oh, geez.
Oh, is he around right now?
No, not right now, but just like the last time I saw him a couple weeks
ago. Okay. This is Sarah's good friend.
Yeah. We're very close. So close that I had to remember V Hale was hitting. I was like, he's married.
Married?
They were both kind of mad at me, too.
Who was? Oh,
V Hale
Jay
and Mike J.
Like, hey, take it easy. I'm enjoying this.
I was not having it.
All right.
I know what that girl was getting up to.
Well, and you know what he was getting up to.
Enjoying his wife.
No, he was just enjoying a little attention. Mm. You know, you wives sometimes, you don't give us the... You take us for granted. Like we're just yours. Like we just throw us on the pile. That's already accomplished. Mm.
I see nothing wrong with that statement.
I already got what? We're not possessions that you can just throw on the pile.
Whatever you say, dear.
We
are a good boy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so mad at you right now.
Oh, get over it.
No. How about a fast fact?
You love me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Fast facts.
I'm ready. Fast. I love the fast facts.
The dates 4, 4, 6, 6, 8, 8, 10, 10, and 12, 12 all fall on the same day of the week each year.
What?
This year, they're all on Friday. Next year, they'll all be on Saturday.
Really?
Sorry, you said what? The dates 4, 4, 6, 6, 8, 8, 10, 10, and 12, 12 all fall on the same day of the week each year.
Every single year. Whether or not we have a leap year. That's incredible.
Adolf.
I don't know. Hitler.
Is there another one?
I can't think of one.
I think he's,
he's
you
the
know,
only one I know.
Adolf Coors.
And
who's that?
The founder of Coors Beer.
No one knows that. If you say
I think he
Adolf.
Goes by Adolphus.
Oh, okay.
If you say Adolf, I believe it's like Madonna. You know who we're talking about.
Yeah, they become names that are so, you know, they have so much attached to them that people weren't like, you know what's a great name? Adolf. I know it's only 1950, but I feel like, you know, the war's over. That guy's
Let me
gone.
Ask you a question.
Yes, dear.
And I'm being serious just out of curiosity. If there you are, you and John are having a baby boy, and
yes.
John with a straight face says, I like the name Adolf. Is there any thought, even a moment of thought put into, well, he wants Adolf.
That's a hard no.
That's a hard no,
hard
right?
No
matter whatever in the history of the world.
I can't come up because then now the rest of the kids, like, even if you were like, well, Adolf is a great name. If you liked the name, you would just be like, the rest of the kid's life, you'd be like, not named for, he's named for Adolf Coors.
We're big fans,
We're
of,
big
the silver
fans
bullet.
Of the silver bullet.
I was a Coors guy, but yeah, no Adolf. Anyway, Adolf Hitler was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 1939.
Was he?
Yeah.
But the prize ended up not being awarded to anyone because World War II broke out, you know, because of Adolf.
Yeah. It was going to get the Peace Prize. That's, you know, not to say today reflects the olden days or that history might be repeating itself, but doesn't it feel like you'd be giving awards to the guy you didn't want to start wars and that you did want peace? And you're like, what if we gave Adolf Hitler the Nobel Peace Prize? Maybe he would
come around
and see the error of his ways. Oh, my God.
The chemical compounds that cause a skunk smell in old beer are the same compounds that actual skunks have in their spray.
Oh.
Oh.
Does weed have those too?
I don't know. That's not in the story.
That's either a skunk or that's weed.
But you know,
but beer you
connoisseurs.
Say it's skunked, right? Like, oh, this is.
Mm-hmm. People search for large boobs on Pornhub 10 times more than small boobs.
Oh.
You can use that fast fact at. Third love.
Oh, that's
at your appearance.
Thank you. Can you cut and paste that into a document? Save
I'll
me
send
some
that
things
over.
To talk about while we're there.
Large boobs, 10 times more than small boobs.
Mm.
I like them all, big and small, just for the record.
You've actually immortalized that in song.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Boobs
I have.
Are cool. They make me drool.
No one knows, though.
I love them all, big
been
and small.
Played live for a million years.
Well, we tried to use it to raise money for breast cancer. And
we were told no.
Mm. No. Okay.
It's charity. And it's...
Yeah.
Okay. The new iPhone lands today, everyone.
Oh, today's the day.
Today's the day, so...
So if you ordered... Could you pre-order that? Or is this like you
their
go wait
pre-orders
and...
have already been taken, and I believe they've got ship dates. Like, there's probably some in the mail already.
I see.
They probably left today.
I wonder how that Air is going
to
do. I wonder if people are going
to
be like, yes, I would like the skinniest possible phone...
To me, that seems
phone
useless.
...to put a big old case on.
Useless.
Yeah.
I think it's going to flop.
Well,
there are always people who will try anything tech, even if it's just for their YouTube channel so they can review it. The unboxing of the new iPhone, whatever.
Unboxing.
That's the whole thing, right?
Mm.
The new iPhone 17 lands today. If you're hoping for, let's see here. They don't really say. The cheapest iPhone 17 is $800. I don't know what kind of stock they're going to have. They'll probably, people don't spend the night anymore for these things.
Right.
Thankfully, it's a little silly.
Yeah, I agree. You don't hear about that like we used to. Whenever there was a big release, there would be just like a pre-party and a line dancing and
the cheapest 17 is $800. Oh, the boy. Most expensive is the Pro Max with 2 terabytes of storage, $2,000.
Oh, jeez, boy. That's so much money.
800-400-3697 is our text number.
Oh, my gosh. So many good texts today.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. From the 707, I like the smell of skunk from a distance.
Oh.
But when our house took a direct hit from 2 skunks fighting under it, I learned up close it smells quite different.
That is true. When your dog or cat gets it and they come in, you can't believe how intense it is.
Like I have been skunked.
Yeah. Oh, have you?
Yes.
Directly. What happened? Did you confront a skunk?
I was doing nights in San Diego and there was one in the little business park and I had to go, you know, what do they say? Bleep around and find out.
Yeah.
I bleeped around and found out. I was trying to incorporate this into a bit on the show in the middle of the night and it was a whole
surprise
thing.
Surprise.
And then I had to call someone and go, I'm gonna have to leave.
Yeah,
like the bit went horribly wrong and no one can come in here until I get out. It's smelly.
Did you bathe in tomato?
It's one of the things you do, but yeah, I was just, you know, okay, it wasn't the death of me. I wasn't gonna die.
Right. Did you smell like it for days though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy,
stinky.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No. Melissa in Menlo Park says that I like the smell of chlorine. And when I was pregnant, it would make my mouth water.
Ugh. Oh, like chlorine, like a pool.
Yeah.
Huh. I can kind of see that. There's a
getting hungry.
No, from the smell. Not the mouth watering, but like the smell of chlorine, like it's, you know, there's good associations and you're getting in the water and I can kind of see that. It can be overbearing though.
707, if someone suggests Adolf as a name, it's not only a hard no, but I forever question who my partner really is and that they would choose that name.
That's a good point. Yeah, I didn't even question that John wasn't a good person. I just thought, you know, that's just a very inappropriate.
It would cause suggestion. You, if you had a minute to think about it, like,
why would you want
what
that?
What are we doing here?
Right.
You want to commemorate that dude.
Do we have a secret basement somewhere where you're storing like Nazi memorabilia or anything?
It would be really yikes.
By the way, I had to look it up because I was so taken aback by the fun fact of Hitler being nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
It was a satirical protest. It wasn't meant to be taken seriously.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yep. Well, the nomination was... They were just like, oh, God, this guy should get the Peace Prize. And someone went, I'm taking that a step further.
That's a good addition to the fast fact. I did not know that because I've heard that before, the whole Nobel Peace Prize thing.
Mm.
But okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And then one from the 925.
Nice research.
Will Maddie be at the bra event asking for a friend? Yes, I will be.
You know.
What's her name?
Hey, ladies. Maddie's going to be at the bra event. You come down, get a bra, leave with a boyfriend. I don't know. I'm just saying that could happen. That could happen.
A bra friend.
You've got a new bra friend.
Will there be a thirst trap post today?
Oh, please. It's Friday.
You
give it
always
to us.
Say you will, and then you never do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. He does.
And
goes,
then
yeah.
He's like, oh, Vin posted. I'm in a wetsuit from neck. There's nothing showing.
Sometimes we get a little shoulder,
no, you
a little
don't.
Peek and nipple.
And
you know.
Oh, there's a thirst trap. What?
You get your butt in the air.
My dome?
Shining.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Look at his naked head.
Hey, oh, that guy doesn't have any hair.
I want to rub oil.
So blessed.
Oh, fun. Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah.
We got Benson Boone tickets right around the corner and some Jimmy Kimmel stuff. Bye, ABC.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.